With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Between May 17th and 20th, the Cayman Islands Coast Guard partnered with the Department of Environment in a joint effort to, quote, mitigate the potential spread of fuel and oil from a submerged vessel in the Governor's Creek area. The Coast Guard says thanks to the swift action of the DOE team in deploying a containment boom, they believe they helped to avert any further negative impact on the marine environment. The boomed off area should, quote, not be crossed, and individuals should refrain from attempting to board the vessel. In doing so, you could compromise the integrity of the containment boom that could lead to the release of fuel and oil into the surrounding area. This Child Month, Cayman is putting a focus on child protection under the theme Investing in Our Children Means Investing in Our Future. In a promotional video, Minister for Education, the Honorable Juliana O'Connor Connolly, says in Cayman, child abuse and mistreatment cases are still, quote, far too prevalent, suggesting that the country has not yet managed to create a safe environment for all children. To this end, government has worked diligently to institute national policies for educational institutions, outlining codes of conduct expectations for adults, safe environment requirements, and a framework for the mandate to report suspicions of child abuse and neglect.
Since 2021, approximately 2,700 people have completed our online child safeguarding training, and almost 1,300 have completed the in-person module. However, we cannot do it alone. As a society, our collective duty is to place our children's well-being and holistic growth at the forefront of our priorities.
If you believe a child is being abused or neglected, you're encouraged to contact the child protection officer assigned to your child or ward, school, or center. They will then report the matter to the multi-agency safeguarding hub for investigation. You can find a minister's full statement at CIGTV's YouTube channel. And one of 12 civil servants who were chosen as Employee of the Month will receive the ultimate civil service recognition when the Cayman Islands Government 2022 Employee of the Year is revealed. The ceremony to announce the top civil servant is scheduled for Thursday at the Kimpton. The celebration marks the 10th anniversary of the Deputy Governor's Award Program. The DGAP, created by the Deputy Governor in 2012, seeks to identify and recognize civil servants who embody the vision, purpose, mission, and values of the CIG, and whose activities help to advance the goals of the Civil Service's five-year strategic plan. In addition to revealing the 2022 Employee of the Year, Chief Officer's Choice Award recipients will also be recognized. A record 53 employees were named as CO Choice from among employees nominated by colleagues last year. Four civil service teams judged as having created exceptional value for the civil service and or the country during 2022 will also be named, receiving a special Moments of Magic Award. The event will be airing live on CIGTV and streamed on the CIGTV YouTube channel and Facebook pages from 7 p.m. on Thursday. In international news, U.S. President Joe Biden has said a bipartisan deal to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and avert a fast approaching default is ready to move to Congress. He said Sunday the agreement was a, quote, compromise, while Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy earlier called it, quote, worthy of the American people. They must now convince members of Congress to approve it. The proposed deal is the result of long and bitter negotiations between Democrats and Republicans. The Treasury had warned the U.S. will run out of money on June 5th without the deal. The U.S. must borrow money to fund the government because it spends more than it raises in taxes. And four people have died after a boat carrying more than 20 passengers, including tourists, sank in strong winds in northern Italy. The boat overturned Sunday evening. Five people were taken to the hospital after being rescued. Unconfirmed reports in Italian media say the boat's passengers were British, Italian, and Israeli. The president of the Lombardy region said that the, quote, very serious incident was due to bad weather. That's your latest news. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.